नारायण नमस्कृत नरो नरोतम देवी सरस्वती व्यास जय गुदीर नष्ट प्रयस्वेशु नित्यं भगवत शिवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोक भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। गुड मॉर्निंग डियर डिवोटीज, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरीज़ टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। So this morning, we're starting with Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text 42. Tre-pre-hut-pa-cha-pan-cha-pan-cha-tvam Tach-chai-kat-ve-tu-hon-muni Savam atmanya tu havet brahmanyatmanam avyaye tridve hutvacha panchavtvam tachchai katve dhyon muni Savam atmanya tu havet brahmanyatmanam avyaye tridve hutvacha panchatvam Tachai katve dhyon muni Savam atmanya juhavit Brahmanya atmanam avyaye. Hare Krishna. Okay. So we can do word for word. Tridve into the three qualities. Hudva, having offered. Cha, also. Panchatvam, five elements. Tat, that. Cha, also. Ekatve, in one nations. Ajuhod, amalgamated. Muni, the thoughtful. Sarvam, the sum total. Sarvam, the sum total. Atmani, in the soul. Ajuhavet, fixed. Brahmani, unto the spirit. Atmanam, the soul. Avyaye, into the inexhaustible. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus annihilating the gross body of five elements into the three qualitative modes of material nature, he merged them in one nescience and then absorbs that nescience in the self, Brahman, which is inexhaustible in all circumstances. Purport by the Divine Srila Prabhupada. All that is manifested in the material world is a product of the Mahatattva, Avyakta, and things that are visible in our material vision are nothing but combinations and permutations of such variegated material products. But the living entity is different from such material products. It is due to the living entity's forgetfulness of his eternal nature as eternal servitor of the Lord and his false conception of being the so-called Lord of the material nature that he is obliged to enter into the existence of the false or false sense enjoyment. Thus, a concomitant generation of material energies is a principal cause of the mind's being materially affected. Thus, the gross body of five elements is produced. Maharaj Yudhisthira reversed the action and merged the five elements of the body in the three modes of material nature. The qualitative distinction of the body as being good, bad, or mediocre is extinguished. And again, the qualitative manifestations become merged in the material energy, which is produced from a false sense of a pure living being. When one is thus inclined to become an associate of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, in one of the innumerable planets of the spiritual sky, especially in Goloka Vrindavan, one has to think always that he is different from the material energy. He has nothing to do with it. And he has to realize himself as pure spirit, Brahman, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Brahman, Parameshwara. Maharaj Yudhishthira, after distributing his kingdom to Parikshit and Vajra, did not think himself emperor of the world or head of the Kuru dynasty. This sense of freedom from material relations, as well as freedom from material engagement of the gross and subtle encirclement, makes one free to act as the servitor of the Lord, even though one is in the material world. This stage is called the Jivan Mukta stage, or the liberated stage, even in the material world. That is the process of ending material existence. One must not only think that he is Brahman, but he must act like Brahman. Only one who only thinks himself Brahman is an impersonalist. One who only thinks himself Brahman is an impersonalist. One who acts like Brahman is the pure devotee. Nice distinction. Oma girati mirangasya jnana jnana shivakaya chakshu omritam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chitani manubhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantika nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishnaya bhutale srimate bhakti viranta swamini tinamini namaste saraswati devi gauravani pracharini nirvishesha sunyavari Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurachuse Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Dibhya Chakshundaraya Tasmi Maha Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. The translation again. Thus annihilating the gross body of five elements into the three qualitative modes of material nature, he merged them in one essence and then absorbed that essence in itself, Brahman, which is inexhaustible in all circumstances. Hare Krishna. So this is part of the description of Maharaj Yudhishthira's preparation to leave the material world. There are quite a few things that have been talked about in the purport that is a big eye-opener, at least for me, in trying to understand the extent of Krishna consciousness, how important that is, and what the mentality of a devotee is supposed to be. When you look at the translation, it looks like something that's quite technical for us, to take the gross body of five elements and annihilate it into the three modes of nature and merge them in one essence and then absorb the essence in itself. You can't ask me to do that. If I look at it literally, I'm going, I think I'm lost here. So there are pure devotees who can do different things. That's understandable. But by the mercy of a spiritual master, we have been taught a very simple process to chant, the holy name, to serve devotees, to stay away from offending devotees, and to think about the Lord all of the time. That will achieve the same purpose. Take us back to Godhead. So, the important point here is, Krishna had left. He had finished his pastimes. Now it's clear to Maharaj Yudhishthira that Krishna has left. What did he think of? If Krishna is gone, I'm going to also prepare to leave the material world. Which is a very, very, very clear indication of how the pure devotees think about the material world. They don't want to stay here. They don't want to stay. There's nothing in the material world that really excites them. Maharaj Yudhishthira had it all. He's a king. He's an emperor. Wealth, people go after wealth so much. He didn't care about wealth. But now Lord Chaitanya says, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. I do not want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want the very things, the beautiful man, I mean, handsome man, the beautiful woman, the very things that people think that when they get materially, they define themselves as successful. Lord Chaitanya says, I don't want any of that. I just want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and keep serving and serving and serving. As long as I'm here in the material world, I'll keep serving. In the spiritual world, that is the norm. There's no point discussing. That's the norm in the material world, in the spiritual world. But in the material world, people are trying to become king and rule over whatever they have and aspire to get things. And these days, since this electronic age, the age of the internet, all kinds of people are bombarding you about how you do this and you can be rich and you do that. You can be rich and you do this and you can be rich. And so many different schemes are coming. People from out of nowhere coming out of the woodwork saying that. Lord Chaitanya says, Najanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. Srila Prabhupada tells us, you have to work honestly for earning and then go on. Don't be very, very attached to wealth. If wealth has to come, it will come. Krishna would arrange, and you have to use it not in Maya, but to serve. Rupa Goswami has given the formula for how we spend our money. Spend properly so that it would elevate our consciousness. And if it doesn't come to and we're living, Krishna will take care of us. That also is there. Whatever little we go on, we go on. We don't belong to this world. And this is what Maharaj Yudhisthira is showing. So Srila Prabhupada begins to explain that everything that's manifested in this material world is the product of the Mahatattva. It's through the Mahatattva coming out through the pores of Mahavishnu that this material world starts. But he also tells us that things that are visible to us are nothing but combinations and permutations of such variegated material products. The Mahatattva and its variegations, which of course from Gavadaksaya Vishnu taught Lord Brahma to make it even more evident to us, the different combinations and permutations. But a person that's intelligent also realizes that yes, these things are there, but it is also cause of suffering. Your physical body has to depend on these to survive. But there's also, even as to depending on the material energy to survive, the same material energy in different ways also gives us problems. Which means, yes, we're here for a while, but since there are problems, if the soul takes on another physical body, for another life, there will be another set of problems. For people who are young, see now that my age has gone up quite a bit, I see the physical body for what it is, but I don't want to tell a long story to tell you. It can be quite a source of suffering. But even if your physical body at this point is not giving you much problems in terms of sickness or some things, you already experienced some anxiety situations. But even if the body is okay enough, if you think it's okay enough, take time to visit a hospital and go to the wards and see people with the kind of physical body that you have, earth, water, fire, air, ether. See them in their beds and see what they're going through. And that will give you a sense of what the physical body does. There was one Mataji who contracted cancer, and she worked quite hard, and the hospital also worked quite hard. She did everything she could to try to put it in remission. And he did go into remission for a while, but then he sprang up again. Before he sprang up, her husband invited one of our sannyasis, the spiritual master, initiating spiritual master in India, paid the fare for him to come to America, to Harrisburg, and initiate his wife. And Maharaj did that. This is Radha Govinda Maharaj. He was kind enough to come all the way to America from India to initiate one devotee. Nice function. We all there, supported, did the best that we could. Maharaj was very, that was the first time I saw him in person. And after that, next time I saw him, but not him, but Maharaj was gone, but next time I saw her, this devotee, which I thought I heard that the thing was, you know, in remission, it wasn't my problems. She came to a program, and when the program was finished, devotees have to help him on both sides, holding one arm and another arm, just for her to be able to walk out of the room to her car. Then I realized, oh, this is not good. Anyway, to cut a long story short, took a point where we heard that she's being supported by different machines. First, it was two machines and at a house. So when I heard that, I went to the house, and she had a young daughter, 5 years old, and her husband. So there were three of them. She, her husband, and then the five-year-old girl. So I came inside, the family members were there, other family members related to her, other devotees were there, and they were talking, and everybody has this face of concern for her. And I just, brought her down from the bedroom to the living room, but they brought a bed to the living room, and the two machines were there. And I just, every seat was occupied practically, so I just sat at the foot of the bed, and I looked at her, and I started, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Next thing I know, she stopped everybody. She couldn't speak, but she was making signs. She says, stop, stop, stop. Then she pointed to me. I want to hear. So then everybody started chanting the holy name, and her husband went up and got an iPod with, a lot of bhajans and kirtans recorded on it and put it down. So the whole atmosphere changed like that. So I was there chanting for about 15 minutes, and then I left. 2 days later, a call came. I was living in Girinagri at that time. Picked up the phone. It was her husband. He said, can you help my wife? I've had devotees talk to her, but she doesn't seem to be listening. I said, what's the problem? He said, she has stopped chanting. I said, why? He says, well, he's just tired of what she's been through so much, he just doesn't feel like going on. So, now, I'm not a counselor now, but I picked up the phone. And, okay, I said, all right, well, so give the phone to her. They gave the phone to her. So, and I'm praying to Srila Prabhupada and praying to my Gurudev especially. Hard, please, 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 you might tell me something to tell her, because I don't know what to tell her. I'm not a counselor. And I asked her, all right, so how are you? Well, I'm not so good. What's going on? She says, my body's giving me so much problems. And then I said, your husband actually called me and he said that you're just giving up. You don't feel like chanting. And I said, but what do you really want? What is it that has disappointed you? Your physical body has disappointed you. He said, I want to be a good wife to my husband and a good mother to my daughter, and my physical body is not allowing me to do that. In the meantime, I don't know what to tell her now. I'm still praying hard to my Kumite. Then I remember something. Oh, you have to just repeat what she said to her. So, she knows that you heard. So I said, all right. So you're telling me that you want to be a good wife to your husband and a good mother to your daughter, and this physical body is not allowing you to do that. Is that correct? She said, yes. I said, but you want to give them the gift of serving them. Then the ideas, my prayer's ideas started coming. Okay. You want to give them a gift of serving them. He said, yes, but I can't do it. I said, you are the only one at this point in this house that's initiated. Your husband is not initiated. Your daughter is 5 years old. Forget about the initiation. But you have been initiated. Now, what happens is, you can give them, I said, you can give them even a greater gift than what you want to do now. She said, what is it? I said, but when you are successful, whatever that time is that you go back to, you know, you leave this body, whatever that time is, if you are successful and you earn the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and you go back to the spiritual world, your husband and your daughter also get an opportunity to leave this material world. Now that's a greater gift than what your physical body can do for them. So she said, is that right? I said, yes. So you have to get yourself set to go back to the spiritual world. That's my Yudhisthira is also just wrapping things up to leave this place. Get yourself set to go back. And that going back gives them such great gift. They are all pro-Krishna. They all, you know, they're not initiated, but they go to the temple, and so you know that they, both minds are there. And that's all that's required. You, though, have to make it back to the spiritual world for them to also, and through you, you get this big gift. Then another idea came, again, by blessings of a spiritual master. She said, I called my name. I don't want to call my name here. But she said, then, all right, so I have to get back to spiritual world. I said, yes. Then I said, you know what this physical body has done to you. You know. If anybody knows the pain you've been through, only you. It's horrible. Now, that's the physical body that did this. Would you like to be in another physical body another time after this one has done this? She said, no. So the only way to go on with life is after this physical body, don't get another physical body, right? Because it can put you in all kinds of problems. That's it, like this one is done. He said, yes. Well, if you're not going to get a physical body, then it means you have to release the soul. And if the soul doesn't go in the physical body, what's the only place you can go to? The spiritual world. Well, then you have to prepare yourself, right? How do you prepare yourself? In this Kali Yuga, says I have to chant the holy name. I said, you got that right. And so I summarize the same thing. How much gift, greater gift from going to the spiritual world that her husband and her daughter is going to get from what she does, which comes down to still the chanting, and also not getting another physical body to give her a hassle again from sickness, also has the same preparation. And so I hung up. And 10 minutes later, I got a call again. Her husband. Now she's telling me, Prabhu, I don't know what you told my wife, but she picked up the bead bag after your talk, and she's not going to let it down. I said, thank you. Thank you, Krishna. I'm not a counselor, but it is so important. And sorry if I've taken so much time to talk about this particular story. It's a true story. What happened in Harrisburg. It's so important, the chanting of the holy name, and the physical body can give us a hassle. Yet, no, what did Maharaj Yudhisthira not go through? He fought the Kurukshetra war. He also got wounded. Some of the people that he fought, they gave him a hassle. We gave him Karna wounded him. So many, and not to mention, you know, them having to go and the attempt on their lives and the house of lack, and you know, here they are, princes living in the forest and dealing with demons and going to Eka Chakra and all kinds of things they went through. That's the material world. That's the material world. So one has to have the idea, the mentality, that I don't belong here, and the first opportunity that I get, I leave, I don't come back. I leave, I don't come back. That's why Srila Prabhupada's magazine says, back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. We sent us a message. We leave, we don't come back. All we have to do is to try to get as many people involved in getting themselves set to go to the spiritual world too. Start their royal path of devotion. And the same Radha Govinda Maharaj who initiated this matter thing. In one lecture, he said, during the questions, somebody asked him a question after the lecture, and he said, everybody that has said yes to Krishna is on their way to the spiritual world. Everybody. It's just a question of whether they're going to go after they leave this physical body, this one here, or the one after that, or maybe the one after that. But if you say yes to Krishna, then arrangements are being made for you to go to the spiritual world. And how fast you go depends on how dedicated you are. So Maharaj Yudhisthira really showed us not to be committed to the things in this material world. And by his own experience, because he's reversing the actions, merging the five elements of the body into the three modes of material nature, for us, we keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Also, one point we want to make is, for those that are a little younger, when the body gets older, services that you used to do, you won't be able to do it. Some of them. So, everybody that's a body that's quite active, these days, all we tell them is, serve as much as you can while the body can work. Because it's going to come to a point, you're going to wish you could serve and the body wanted to. And at that point, what you've done, and the spiritual credits that you've got from those are what are going to matter the most. You can certainly still read, you can certainly still listen, you can certainly still chant. But the services that are sometimes physical, sometimes the body at some point, some things you cannot lift, some maybe not even be able to go to the altar to serve because the feet, the legs are so bad. Now so many things happen. The body breaks down. And when Srila Prabhupada was leaving the body, and all the disciples who were young, very young at that time, were in a very, 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 very sober mood. Some of them, of course, very emotional. They didn't want Srila Prabhupada to go. And they saw how much he was suffering in the physical body. He said, don't think that this won't happen to you too. Do not think that you all look young. We had done so much, of course. They had put out their lives in their hearts for Srila Prabhupada. But that was one of the things that he warned them about. Ramanujacharya, also, when he was leaving his body, Ramanujacharya's disciples were all around him, again in a teary mood. Guru Maharaj is leaving. So Ramanujacharya decided to give them some advice. Two points he made, there were a number of them, but two points he made come to mind. One, he said, he thanked them for giving him such selfless service, that they really, 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 really have served him very nicely. And believe you me, when your Guru Maharaj is satisfied with your service, you're halfway up in the spiritual world already. It's very important for him to be happy with your service. So then, ask him, when you get a chance, ask him. When he's not here, go to his picture, offer obeisances and ask him for services. He'll guide you. It's that potent. So, anyway, so the first point is he thanked them. They all have done very, very, very nice. And you related to me very nicely. Very, very, very nicely. So he said he appreciated that. Then he told them his first advice. Put that same mentality, the way you have related to me, among yourselves. Relate among yourselves with the same mentality that you have related to me. How nicely you related to me. So devotees are actually the living entities here through whom we are practicing how we're going to relate to the devotees in the spiritual world. This is our practice time. You cannot relate that way to non-devotees. Non-devotees are lost, and if you can help them to come to Krishna consciousness, yes. But devotees who said yes to Krishna are our practice. So how we relate to them is how we're going to relate to those who are in the spiritual world. Therefore, if we don't relate properly to them, How would we be allowed to the spiritual world? So it's very, very, very important. It's critical in our spiritual life that at all times, we are not, or we don't wind up being the person that's the offender. We should always be nice. Chanamai Swami one time, not long ago, gave a quotation. I forget who said that, but what he said was that even for material life, a person has to have food, shelter, and soft speech. And the last one, he was making a point about it. Food, shelter, yes, important, but soft speech. In other words, be respectful every time you're speaking to anybody. Anybody, devotee or non-devotee. Be respectful. And so, I don't know, we have time for another story, but this is a really, really short one. Devotee that just got a job, which is in the Bhakti Riksha program. And this past week, he was asking a question. He says, I just got a new job, and he had been through quite a few changes, but his situation is settled now. It's better for him, and he can manage a little better materially. And he says, there's another engineer that I work with, and I'm always smiling and not getting into any kind of trouble. And this guy is practically jealous of me. He says, made a comment that, he doesn't deal with anything. He's always smiling, so you don't even need to deal with this issue with him. Is this the pretty boy? He said, I don't know why you're smiling all the time. He's asking what I do with this person. I said, you don't have to do anything. But the next time he makes that comment, that just say to him that in my life, God is in control. And I'm very much aware that God is in control. So I don't really worry about things that happen. That's why I'm like that. Just tell him like that and let's see what his reaction is going to be. We have to depend on this Guru and Krishna all our lives. And understand, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira did, that when Krishna left, he had no reason to want to stay here in the material world. He began to prepare to leave. And so our lives would be successful when we think, this is the time, your body is quite active, the time that I have to put a lot to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, to serve the devotee, to serve Guru, from my heart. Take it very seriously. It will slow down, believe me. Your body will slow down when you get older. You won't be able to do much. So take advantage of that. And don't get too attached to the material world. Whatever comes, try to just live as best you can. But take the spiritual life seriously. Material life is only necessary for the physical body. But spiritual life is the most important. And speaking about that, there's advice given by Maharaj Rishabhadev in Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text 10 actually. And he's talking to his 100 sons. Oh, my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramahansa as spiritual advanced spiritual master. In this way, you should place your faith and love in me, Supreme Personality of Godhead. First thing, you have to approach the spiritual master. You have to inquire from him. You also have to serve him. Tatvidi paripatena paripashena sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnana. Jnani naste tatva darshina. He knows the truth. So, elevated spiritual master. For us in ISKCON is very simple. The elevation has been given from the books of Srila Prabhupada. And the devotees that do that service of being gurus go by what Srila Prabhupada has taught. Srila Prabhupada is the one soul that came to spread Krishna consciousness the whole world over. Nobody else can say that. And so when you're connected to him and you're connected to his sons and daughters, then you're connected in the right source. Maharaj Rishabhadev continues that we should detest sense gratification. Detest it. Material sense gratification will keep us here. Once we get very used to it, or even addicted to it, which is even worse, then we can't get away from it. And once we get addicted to sense gratification, one or more of the regulated principles are going to wind up getting violated. They're all telling you to get away from sense gratification, the four regulated principles. So when we get into sense gratification, we're going to be violating one of those. It's only a matter of time. And Maharaj Gashabadev is saying, the world is like this. There are changes. They're temporary. There's pleasure, physical pleasure. There's pain that also comes to the body. But tolerate it. Do the best to keep going, but tolerate it, because they are like seasonal changes. And you should also try to realize the miserable condition of living entities, even in the higher planetary systems. So, from Brahmaloka down to Pataloka, they are all places of suffering, the entire material world, to different degrees. So Maharaj Shabadev is saying that we should try to realize the miserable condition of living entities. So we are literally in jail, and trying to make the jail comfortable for us living. But when you think about it, that doesn't make any sense. The best thing to do is to get out of jail, not to try to make the jail a comfortable place. So he says, Maharaj Shabadev continues, we'll say a couple more. Philosophically inquire about the truth and then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. So when devotional service activities are placed before us to do, first of all, we should feel fortunate that we have the opportunity to do devotional service. But sometimes the nature of it requires some austerities, some change of the way in which we do things because of that devotional service. Go through that. Go through that with the mentality that I am serving so Krishna's senses will be satisfied. And this is what I want to do. It's not for me. I'm doing it because if my Guru Maharaj was here, he'd be happy that I've done it and have done it to the best of my ability. And so even if it means that I have to go through some inconvenience for doing it, it doesn't matter. I'll go through it anyway. Not many people have gone through what Srila Prabhupada went through to try to establish his con. Not many people can say that. But still, he went through all the problems with an aged body and still got the instructions of his spiritual master followed by setting up this society. And also, he says, when you get money, print books. He wrote the books, he printed them, and to this day, they're being distributed. So for the world to get to the right frame of mind. Srila Prabhupada, Rishabhadev says, give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment. First, he says you should detest sense gratification, but give up the endeavor to enjoy the senses, and rather than doing that, engage in the service of the Lord. Listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and always associate with devotees. So important to associate with devotees always. Because devotees remind us of Krishna and remind us of the need to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is devotees. Non-devotees cannot give us that. So, see the material world for what it is. It's not going to make us happy. And Maharaj Yudhishthira has demonstrated that by literally preparing to merge everything from physical back to the physical, back to the Mahatattva, so that he can free his soul and then get ready to leave the material world. And he was rich as they come. Still, he was ready to give it all up and prepare to go serve where Krishna was. So many things are important for us to pick up from. But the main thing is, don't get so connected to this material world. Let everybody else that's trying to see they're enjoying themselves go on. They are actually ignorant. Those that think they're enjoying themselves materially, they're actually ignorant. Never get envious of the wealth of somebody else. Ever. They are not fortunate. We are the fortunate ones. Because if you have Krishna, then you have everything. If you have Krishna, then you have the right mentality. You have Krishna, and then you're ready to go back home where everything is supplied. Even the trees are kapha vriksha trees. You can't get that here in the material world. So we are fortunate. And when we're going through suffering, there is one prayer that Lord Brahma put when he met Krishna. Tatenu kampa susishmik shamano punjana evatma kritam vipakam. Edvav vapyupir vidadan namaste iveta yumurti paresa tayabhak. The translation is, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, and in the meantime, they're going through sufferings, but they're taking it patiently. Sufferings are but a reaction of the past misdeeds. And even going through that, still offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, with his words, and with his body. That kind of person is eligible for liberation because it has become his rightful claim. And so when devotees, we're going through things that are difficult for us, we shouldn't say, oh, why me? Why me? Lord, you can do everything. So why are you doing this to me? Making me go through? Even, yes, it's my body. I understand that. But even my body can be given a little bit of peace here from pain. Why are we going through this? Why? No. Say that we're going through reactions of past misdeeds. The Lord is bestowing causeless mercy on us because even while we become devotees, there are sometimes some parts of the material energy that we haven't quite taken away and gotten away from mentally. Sometimes sinful activities are there, we've stopped it, but the sinful desires are still there. And so we can go back into the sinful activities again. Therefore, Krishna helps us by creating some things materially so that we will be free of that kind of thinking. Once and for all, it's not karma. It's the Lord trying to get us away from thinking about things that are involved in sense gratification, material things. But sometimes we go through that. Srila Prabhupada explains it very nicely in the purport. This unhappiness suffered by a sincere devotee is not technically a karmic reaction. It's the Lord's special mercy for his devotee to induce him or her to completely let go of the material world and return home back to Godhead. And the way Maharaj Yudhishthira did it was very, very exemplary. An emperor with so much, having reason to have so much sense gratification. As soon as he saw Krishna was gone, there was no reason to stay here. He was immediately going to leave it all and give the throne to Vajra and Maharaj Pariksit and leave. And that should be our mentality also when we have the opportunity. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Well, that's what's been advertised for us all the time. An advertisement does in fact have an effect on our subconscious. One who only thinks himself to be a Brahman is an impersonalist. Well, Brahman is about, we are connecting to the Brahma Jyoti. It's an impersonalist. But one who acts like Brahman, in other words, they live life based on what the soul's food is. Serving the Supreme Personality of God is serving Guru, serving the devotees. That's the pure devotee. Mentally, they've connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service. That's the pure devotee. Not expecting anything back. That is how pure devotional service is embarked on. Very, 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 very important. I remember, I'm glad you brought it up again. One who only thinks himself Brahman is an impersonalist, and one who acts like Brahman is the actual pure devotee. Pure devotional service is about activity. Very strong statement, yes. And the bottom line is, keep on with the devotional service. Keep on with the devotional service. That is what, once the activity is there, one who acts. So once the activity is there, the devotees, putting in activity in devotional service, then we are in the right, you know, frame of mind, and we're not thinking impersonally at all. We cannot act do activities with an impersonal situation. We cannot. But we have to be, the Lord is personal, and we have to act that way. And the Lord has given us a representative, Guru. So we don't have an excuse not to act. You know, so that's there. Thank you very much for bringing that point up, as Srila Prabhupada said in the purport. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? It is, yeah, there is sense enjoyment in yeah, when you're eating prasadam, you enjoy when you're singing and dancing, you definitely, you know, it's all part of the process of service, can be wonderful. And yes, so the senses are being used, but the senses are being used, they're being put in the correct area, the area that is liberating, rather than the area that is incarcerating. You know, the senses can be used that way. And it's interesting, your realization that you use that sense enjoyment so much in service. That's why in the purport, and I was trying to find it, but I know it's in Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first text. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1. And it has a very long purport. But in part of it, Srila Prabhupada was saying, Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. Supreme enjoyer. Sometimes it says we are the enjoyed. But in this purport, he says that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and we are subordinate enjoyers. He didn't say we don't, he says we are subordinate enjoyers. So we enjoy in subordination to Krishna. So the fact that he said that the living entity, those who are devotees who are serving, are also subordinate enjoyers, that proves the point that you're making, that yes, there is enjoyment in serving. Sometimes there's challenges, yes, that's there, and we should just keep going anyway, but part of the service actually does involve enjoying our senses. If prasadam has been served very nicely and been cooked very nicely, who can say that it is not enjoyable to eat it? It's part of our life, and it's part of the service. And when we're singing so wonderfully, and devotees are jumping up and down and dancing and moving around, and we're using our bodies that way, what's not enjoyable about that? It is enjoyable. It is enjoyable, and we're very happy. The soul is happy. So, service is like that. In the spiritual world, it's the ultimate of enjoyment in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thanks for bringing the point up. In the moment, yes, in the moment, we just really go. And I know, I remember in Detroit one time, first time I went to the Detroit temple, we were very new, this was in the 90s. And big kirtan, Bhakti Jaya Maharaj was there, and he was going to give initiation the following day. But the previous day, we went for the weekend, and the previous day, big kirtan, people just jumped so much. And one of my god sisters, her name was Mother Lalita. And in the end, next time I saw her, she was holding crutches. I said, whoa, what happened? I said, I danced so much, my legs gave up on me. So it's paining me a little bit now, so I just borrowed the crutches from the devotees who are in Detroit. She was from Washington, D.C. But that's from Keta, and he just went on and on. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Glory to the Prabhupada. Any other comments? Okay, if you're not any, thank you very much for your realizations and thank you for allowing me to do the service. Vancha kalpatrubhischa kripa sunive evacha ditanam. Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Moham, Ah, Jai.